I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hey, it's Josh Evans, and welcome back to my podcast. You know, I recently had a buddy talking about an overwhelming, stressful situation at his work. And it wasn't like a one-time thing. It was a constant thing where he's always having to deal with being overworked and overstressed. And every few months, he has a little breakdown, right? 2 or 3 months, and then boom, something happens, and he's like, I can't do this. And he just walks out of his office. And then he comes back the next day, and he's like, okay, and everything's calm again. I mean, he's a guy, he's running in the red all the time. His RPMs are so high, he's running at such a level that he just gets burnt out, and he walks away from stuff. And it made me realize that I think everybody has to deal with burnout. Everybody gets to a place where they feel burnt out or overworked or overburdened. And so here's what I want you to walk away with. You have to be intentional about combating burnout. You have to be intentional, meaning that you have to take steps in your life to keep yourself from getting burnout. Every single one of us has done stuff, has been in a place where we felt overworked and like we just couldn't go back into the office, that we're just dragging ourselves every single day. Right? And it creates frustration and disengagement, and eventually you just say, screw it, I'm going to leave this company, I'm never coming back, I'm going to find somewhere else to work. That happens. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. It really does. But the good news is you can do something about it, okay? You can. I know what you're thinking, oh, Josh, is this some kind of, mental technique or meditation? That's just a little too touchy-feely for me. No, it's not some mental technique. I'm not going to tell you to rest for 5 minutes. No, I'm going to tell you a couple of real tactical things that you can do on a day-to-day basis or even a week-to-week basis to help you battle burnout. Because it's a real thing. Everybody faces it. I don't care if you're you're a parent that has to drive their kid to 6 different activities during the week. That can cause burnout. I don't care if you have to take care of an elderly family member all the time. That can cause burnout too. Burnout's not just for the workplace, and it's not just for the personal life. Everybody gets to a place where they feel overworked and disenchanted. It happens. But you can change it up. You can fix it. You can adjust it. And it's not through some meditation method, right? It's through some actual techniques. Let me give you a real quick story. A good friend of mine, used to be a good friend of mine, right? Amy. So we worked together for a long time. And if I'm being perfectly honest, she was really hardworking and she was better at her job than I was at mine, at this company I worked with. She really was. And she cared and she worked really hard and she would stress herself out. She cared too much, which isn't a bad thing to have employees that care. In fact, that's a great thing. I think it's phenomenal. But she particularly would overcare. She would show up early at 7, and she would plan on leaving by 3:30 or 4 so that she could go pick up her kids and all that sort of stuff. But she ended up, too often, staying a little bit longer, trying to get some stuff done, right, rushing home, jumping on her email after she picked up her kids and got back home to work out a few more problems. Her life was consumed by her job. I'm not saying it's bad to feel fulfillment in your work. You should. That's a great thing. But she was consumed by her job. And she was running at a level that was not sustainable. She was running at a level that she just couldn't maintain. It would have been impossible for any normal individual to maintain this level of energy and this level of engagement in the work that she was doing. And like it was like month 4 or 5, right, in this role, you could just see like all of a sudden she just hit a wall. She hit a wall and she started getting headaches. She didn't want to be at the office. You could just see here. She kind of recoiled from the position, and it was sad to see this happen because she was just so on her game and so engaged, and she couldn't figure out what had changed. It's not that she disliked her job anymore or she disliked her clients anymore. She was burnt out. It happens to everybody. Everybody gets to this place, and she was thinking about leaving. She's like, "Look, I think this job's just too much for me. I might have to leave. I might have to find somewhere else to work." But see, it's not that she needed to leave this job. It's not that she needed to get out. She needed to adjust her expectations of herself and the expectations of everybody that she was working with. There's some things that she can do. And it's not some meditation. There's really some things that she was able to do to kind of adjust herself and fix it. And that's what I want to share with you, okay? So there's a few things that you can do so that you're not running your RPMs into the red constantly, okay? So here's what you can do first. And this is a really simple thing that you can do. Change your routine. Just change your routine. Like, do you get in the office? You drive the same way into the office every single day? Probably. You park in a similar spot every day? Probably. Do you get in, do you check email first, and then you go grab a coffee, and then you do this? Everybody's got a routine that they work from. And those routines have become monotonous, right? If you do anything overwhelmingly repetitive, right, or anything repetitive becomes overwhelming. Constantly, over and over and over, right? Try changing the order of simple tasks that you're having to do. And I'm not talking about putting your shoes on first and then your socks. That's ridiculous. But I'm talking about small changes in a routine can make it seem new and interesting. Take a different way to work. Stop before work and get a coffee. That's something new and exciting, something that changes the way that you've been working. It can make it seem not just new and exciting, but it can make it seem different. Whether it's tricking your mind or actually making it different, you can do those sorts of things. It doesn't have to be a huge change. Exiting the freeway one exit early. It doesn't have to be a whole different route. Maybe parking in a different area to help you break that routine. Maybe choosing to take a walk around your building before you go into work. Or putting a walk in the middle of your day. Whatever it might be, changing your routine can make things less monotonous and it can help you not feel burnout. All right? The next thing, and this is something that my friend Amy implemented, right? You have taking breaks. Because too often, especially when we feel overworked, we feel like if we can just get a little bit more work done, and a little bit more work done, a little bit more work done, we're going to make progress. But the thing is, if you don't take the time to take breaks, you're going to burn out more quickly. All right? You have to, and like real breaks. I don't mean walk away from your computer just to go sit down and actually look at your phone, right? Or check your email from your phone, or go to the break room, even though you're still answering messages. That's not a break, okay? That's just changing the environment. You're still working. I mean an actual break. Like, don't jump from one screen to another. Actually walk away. Go on a walk, right? Like I mentioned, or go sit in a park, or go sit in the break room and actually have a conversation with a human. Like a real break. A real break. Go to the coffee shop. Forget about the emails for a second. Forget about the reports for a second. Take an actual break. Too often we take breaks, and I use air quotes with that. We take these fake breaks, and then we don't feel regenerated. It's because you're not actually taking a break, right? You need to actually walk away from stuff to take a break. So take real breaks, right? The next thing is learn something new about your role. It may sound simple, right? Or it may not sound that easy, but especially if you've been doing something long enough, like, there's nothing new for me to learn about my role. But finding something new or intriguing about what you're doing can really help you battle burnout. Because once again, it's breaking that monotony, right? Or maybe find something intriguing that somebody on your team is working on that's maybe a little bit outside of your thing, and learn about it. Find out about it. New and interesting things can really shake it up and spice it up a little bit just to help you recommit to the role that you're doing. And burnout really derives from this monotonous place which is constantly grinding in the same problem. Constant. Just pause it. Figure out something new. Maybe shadow somebody else that you work with that does something different, just so you can see how they're doing. Anything that changes your routine and forces you to think more cognitively is beneficial in this sort of a scenario, all right? And the last thing I'm going to say, find a way to gamify the role you're in. And when I say gamify the role you're in, make it a game, a challenge, right? Whether it's challenging somebody else in your organization who does something similar, right, to reach a certain standard, right? Like, let's see who can make the most phone calls, or let's see who can answer the most emails, or let's see who can do this in a short amount of time and then have some sort of reward, or incentivizing behavior that's fun. What we used to do is when we used to do trade shows, we would get everybody at the trade show and be like, look, these are the things that we want to do. And I know trade shows can be boring and can be a hassle and you just have to sit here. What we did is we all chipped in some money, like $5 a piece, right? Between 10 of us. That's 50 bucks. We'd all chip in $5 and we'd play trade show bingo. What is trade show bingo? I'm sure you're asking. What we would do is we would make a bingo card and we'd all put the different things in different spots, but it's people to talk to. Because the thing about trade shows is you have to just talk to so many different people. But what we wanted to do is incentivize that behavior and make it more fun so we're actually seeking stuff out, right? It keeps it fun, right? There's $50 waiting for it at the end. Even if it's just a gift card, it's more important that I get to brag to everybody that I won because I got bingo first. But we have stuff on there like speak to a senior vice president of one of our clients or things like that, right? Or speak to somebody who's used our stuff before but doesn't have our technology now. And having these little pieces of bingo, right? Now we're looking for stuff out. It forces us to have conversations with individuals. It forces us to talk. And it forces us to be more present in the moment. We've just gamified something that we were supposed to be doing anyway. And now it's a lot more fun. Right? You'd be sitting around. It's not people complaining about the long hours, right? Or having to stand up all day anymore. Now it's like, ooh, I got to go talk to that guy. He looks like he might be a senior vice president. I got to check that box off so I can get bingo. Bye. And they'd run off. Like that's the kind of thing you have to do with your role. It's not hard to gamify it. It's easy. It is. But doing these sorts of things, right? Changing the way that you approach tasks, right? Or your responsibilities can have a huge impact. So you're not getting burnt out. It's important. Everybody today feels like they have to be constantly connected. You don't. You don't. That just perpetuates the state of I don't know, almost being burnout, right? And you run to that high level and all of a sudden one day just you snap. And you either quit your job or you walk out or you just start hating work. We don't want to get to that stage, okay? Because burnout can affect everybody and anybody, any level of an organization, whether you're an entry-level employee or a senior executive. Burnout happens. But identifying the stages of burnout, like you getting closer to burnout, really makes it easier for you to effectively squash that problem, right? So here are those things, once again, that you can do personally. And this isn't a meditation thing, I know. It's too abstract. No, this is a real way that you can battle burnout. First, change your routine. Second, take more breaks, real breaks. Third, learn something new about your role or somebody else's role within your organization. And then third, gamify the aspects of your role. That's it. It's that simple. It's not hard. It really isn't. So the reason that one of the big things that came out is somebody sent me an email recently. Let me see if I can pull it up here. So Jennifer sent me this email and she goes, Josh, you know, I really like my role at the beginning, but recently I began to feel burnt out. I'm working too many hours. Too much is expected of me. Help! Exclamation point. I love the exclamation point, even though it was with help. Jennifer. Well, Jennifer, what I'm going to suggest to you is that a lot of the pressure that you're feeling, this burnout feeling that is kind of overwhelming you right now, it's your fault. I don't mean to be so mean. I'm sorry. I totally understand where you're coming from. I think everybody's dealt with a situation where they feel overworked or underappreciated, and they feel like there's nothing they can do to get back above water. Right? It's almost like we're when you feel burnt out. It's like you've been treading water for so long. And you're just like you just finally just give in and just sink underneath the surface of the water. And that's not what I want you to do. Trust me. There's hope out there. All right. But I will say, it's up to you to fix the situation. Okay. So first off, if you come back to what I was just saying, what you can do, Jennifer, right, change your routine. Figure out a few little things that you can tweak here and there to change it up. And maybe do it on a daily or weekly basis, depending on how much you have to do. But figure it out. If you just change small little things, right, so maybe you don't look at email until mid-morning, right? If you've been checking email right when you get into the office, that can be something that triggers this feeling of overwhelm. Just leave it. You know some stuff you probably need to get done in the first couple hours at your office or at your work. And so focus on that first and then check email. If it's really urgent, I'm sure somebody will come by or call you. Next thing, I have to ask, are you taking breaks? Jennifer, I don't know if you're taking breaks with your job, that's good, but are they real breaks? I mean, set your phone down, step away from it. Actual take a break, actual calm down. Don't just jump from screen to a smaller screen. And then back again. That's not a real break. Lastly, what can you do to gamify the things that you're doing? How can you make it more fun? How can you talk to other people in your team and maybe challenge them to change the way they're looking at their role and help you challenge how you're looking at your role? I mean, gamifying the experience, and maybe it's not as silly as trade show bingo, but maybe there's some way that you can make it more fun for you and for your team. Maybe there's some way you can add some level of competition or game to it. And that would really help you, all right? So just try out a few different things. As I said, just small little changes can have huge impact. So if you're like Jennifer, right, where you feel just overwhelmed or overburdened, burnt out in your role, try these things, right? Change up your routine. Take real breaks. And do something that makes your role fun, right? Gamify it some way. I had a buddy. When he used to study in college, to keep him studying, he would take M&Ms or Skittles and he would place them down the pages so he couldn't eat those M&Ms until he got to that. So he was rewarding himself for these small little things. Those little incentives, those little gamifications can make you actually enjoy behavior that you hated before that seemed monotonous. All right, well, once again, remember, you have to be intentional about battling burnout. You have to be intentional, right? Because it's a battle we have to fight ourselves. Nobody's going to come along and battle burnout for us. It happens internally. It happens to us because of the things that we choose to do. So figure out what you need to do. Fix those things. Don't worry. Don't be burnout. It's easy for me to say. It's hard really to battle it. But I want you all to go out there and not be burnout, to really enjoy the roles that you're having. So once again, thank you so much for joining me today. If you have questions for me, if you want to send something in just like Jennifer did today, feel free to shoot me an email. It's info@joshuamevans.com or hit me up on social media @enthusiasticyou. I hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll see you soon.